Okay, we're ready.
Okay, with we're now coming out of executive session, and with no further motions or resolutions made at this time, we'll end the special meeting.
We actually have a few other items to get through, so I'd like to hold on that adjournment, if that's okay, so we can get through the rest of the agenda.
Well, is that we want to run that right along with the same meeting? Then. Okay.
Yes.
Well, next time. I beg your pardon.
It's on the agenda. We're just going to follow the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. I've got. Yes, sir. Okay. For the next part of the agenda, we have physical coming up, and it's for a resolution. Is the fiscal officer available?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, to be your resolution there for appropriations. Okay?
Yes. Yes, this is resolution 2021-050, a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 3 for the period commencing January 1, 2021 and ending December 31, 2021.
Okay.
Whereas it's necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of the township during the year ending December 31, 2021. And whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2020-238 for the period from January 1 through December 31, 2021 needs amended. And whereas this expenditure was unknown and therefore unaccounted for in the various department funds affected in the 2021 budget, and now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to increase appropriations as presented in Exhibit 1, Appropriations Number 3, here to attach to meet the additional expenditure of about $31,697.
I have a question on that, Mr. Chairman. Mary, I don't know if I interrupt. I'm sorry. Are you finished?
I was just going to add an explanation of the table.
Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
Okay,
go ahead.
The increase in the fund of public safety police protection would be for the coronavirus relief account for $1,697. That is the remainder that they had left in. They had a reduction in the cost for their vehicles, and so this could be used for they can use it for salaries. It's a small amount, $1,697. And then the other one is for EMS. It'll be an increase of a net $30,000 to take care of HRA funds that they need to have added due to the 2020 reimbursements and the current reimbursements. So it's a total of $31,697.
Okay.
John, you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. The $30,000, where did that come from?
It came from a couple of different funds. I actually can't tell you at the moment. I don't have that in front of me.
So we're just reappropriating some funds and different line items that we're basically doing away with or not in use and putting it back to the general fund. Is that correct?
That's what the assumption is, that those are funds that we could move to this fund without any impact.
So on the $30,000 that we had in the budget to have a negotiator, is that still in its own line item, or have we have not reappropriated that? Is that correct?
No, I mean, like I said originally, those funds can be later reappropriated, but they have to have a resolution.
Okay. I was just curious if that was still in its own little pocket there, so no worries.
If that would be moved, you would know that, because we have to name the funds that, you know, are affected in that request.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would second the motion.
Okay, just one quick question, Mary. That is one of the appropriations that we've done the other two parts to prior, am I correct?
This is an additional one. So we'll have these throughout the year.
Okay.
Because what we do is we base the budget on historical and some projections. Okay. And then what happens is, of course, we get these things thrown in like HRA numbers or premium. We had that medical mutual premium from 2019. It was almost $80,000. We weren't expecting those kind of things happen. So then you have to move things around. And when it comes to making difficult decisions, like completely emptying a line item, for example, like the position, or currently we have a contracted position for the business or the administrative assistant. So you would have to, if you hired somebody in that, you'd have to have a new account.
Okay.
So Mr. Chairman, if I could, I just have one quick last question. So with the other ones that are coming up and with you leaving, it will be self-explanatory for the successor to understand that. Is that correct?
Well, assuming that our consultant stays, which would be likely, I'm assuming, he can help give those exact numbers.
Okay.
Right now, he has all of the books. He's keeping the notebooks.
Okay.
And I have not duplicated those.
Okay.
So we can always refer to that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mary. Well, we have a ask for a resolution in a second. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
You need a motion.
Motion, okay.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion as set forth to go with these resolution number. I forget what the number was.
2021-050.
That we so move on this.
Okay, Mr. Fleshman has moved.
Okay, I'll second.
Mr. Horn is seconded. Roll call, Mr. Horn.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
Mr. Alex.
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
Okay.
The resolution passes.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Mary.
I'm just meeting now because I was not
coming. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a discussion regarding collective bargain agreement with the IAFF Local 1441 Firefighters Union. What type of discussion do we need? I wasn't aware that was going to bring it up on this, but what all do we need to discuss on it? Mark, do you have that information, or is there someone from the fire department available?
I don't know if there is there anyone from the fire department in the room. If there's not, I think what the discussion was going to be was that they are working on getting their copy signed, and they would bring that copy over to the trustees, and I believe you would sign it. And since Julie, we have an attorney in the room, I think after that you would vote on the final signed document.
I was just saying, I think a final version is everyone's agreed to it. And so even though the document's not in front of the board at this moment, a final copy has been agreed to. And so I don't have an issue with the board adopting and approving of that final draft and authorizing. I'm assuming the agreement is set up so the chair will sign on behalf of the board. So adopting and approving the final draft and authorizing the chair to execute.
And there's the signature acknowledgement of execution page. I emailed that out to everyone today, and I gave a hard copy to the fiscal office. The signature line spaces are for the three trustees, as well as Mr. Delosier, Mr. Mullins, and Eric Pierce of the IAFF Local 1441.
So then in that situation, it would just be the board adopting and approving a motion to adopt and approve the final draft. And then when that final copy, that way, when you close this meeting, the board can move forward with signing the document once it makes its way to your offices.
Okay.
In other words, I want to proofread before we ratify it or whatever you want to call it.
You want to look at the final document, is what you're saying, Mr. Chairman. Okay. So do you want to move on it now, or do you want to move on it after you've read it?
I haven't seen the finished product.
Okay.
And I don't know if any of the other trustees have yet or not. And I think, in all due respect, we need to look it over to make sure we haven't forgotten anything and so on and so forth. Haven't seen anything on the draft or anything yet, so...
Okay, there's a hard copy. Yeah, I know you're having email issues. There's a copy was emailed to you, but there'll be a hard copy here in the office for if you want to stop by in a little bit and pick it up.
Let's do that, and then we'll move on it at the next meeting then, okay?
Mark, will you let the folks from the IAFF know that of the process and timeline?
I will let them know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see, is there any other items we need? That's all I have on the agenda. Is there any other items that we have at the moment?
I see nothing in the chat room. Is there anyone in here that has any questions?
Okay, if there's no questions, trustees have anything to add or anything before we close? Okay, if not, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. And thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.